Maycock. I work for the European Women's Lobby here in Brussels. There's a whole group of women, individual women, in their personal capacity who've been organising this march since December or so. And we've just come together because we wanted to show that we're united. We're united in love and we're united in anger, and we're gonna make sure that women's rights are protected, not just in America, but in Europe and throughout the world. It's a beautiful night here in Brussels, beautiful crisp winter night. We're actually gathering at the moment of the inauguration of President-elect Trump. So we want to send a light with candles. As the sun sets in Brussels, we'll be lighting candles, we'll be having a minute's silence, but we'll also be singing in hope and unity and together.
My name is Tanya Gollert. I am one of the co-chairs of the Lights for Rights demonstration today. The interest that has been galvanized since we started this has been fantastic. And just the enthusiasm and people saying, wow, thank you for doing this. We needed to be able to do something after all the frustration and depression we had in the past few months. We hope to capitalize on this momentum and create something really fantastic. And it will happen organically, I think, but we're really hoping that something will continue out of this. But this weekend, there are over 600 marches all over the world on all 7 continents in 60 countries, and they're expecting 1 million people on the streets. And Brussels is one of the top demonstrations outside of the US, which is crazy. We never expected this.
I'm Joy. I'm from actually Chicago, Illinois. I was planning on going to the DC march, but I did study abroad here, and so I thought it was so cool that I was able to find one in Brussels. And I have so many other friends studying abroad in Germany, Ireland, the UK, and they're all able to find their own marches there as well. So it's so nice that there's so many sister marches. I hope that people within the next few weeks and the next, honestly, 4 years don't become complacent. I hope they take this energy of opposition and this energy of wanting to fight and put it to good use. And as Hillary once said, there's much work to be done, and fighting for what is right is always worth it.
Well, I definitely didn't vote for Trump, and I'm quite heartbroken by the outcome. And I think that more than ever now, we need to all stand together and make our voices heard and stand up for the rights of those that are being threatened by this presidency. So I came here to stand up for women's rights, for Black rights, for immigrant rights, for LGBTQ rights. The groups all around the world that are standing together and making sure that it is known that we will not be quiet and we will not go away.